It is time now for our People to People program here on WKEI, and joining us now, Bishop-elect Father Jerry Rifalco, and of course, the new administrator of the Holy Trinity Parish here in Kewaunee, Father Casimir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's such joy to be with you again, to see your smiling face.
I'm sorry, it's going to take a little while to get used to calling you Bishop.
Well, you know, and I'm still going with the initial title as the Bishop-elect, because of that COVID-19 this year, everything is kind of late, and my consecration supposed to be April 30th, and was moved up to September 14th. But after September 14th, I hope that elect will be moving away and it will be just the bishop.
Well, now just let's talk about just how big your diocese is with the territory now.
You know, the diocese, my diocese is very wide in the territory. It's practically the wider among four other dioceses of the Polish National Catholic Church, because the farther parishes of my diocese are in Florida. And then closer to us, one is in Missouri, and closer Minneapolis, and then Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois, of course.
Yeah, wow. So what does that mean for where you're living now?
Practically between Kewaunee and the Park Ridge.
Yeah.
My stuff, everything, my apartment is already there in Park Ridge, and anytime I am there, but still I cannot find the things. And if I don't know where is it, then I'm looking at Park Ridge apartment, a bishop's apartment, or I think, okay, next time I will be in Kewaunee, then I need to look in garage or in the basement. That's how it goes, you know, when you are moving after 30 years, being in one location, then it's not easy because not everything is marked with the boxes, and this way sometimes I need to go through many boxes to find one thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, another month or two now, since Father Casimir is at the Holy Trinity, and I will be more in Park Ridge, I will situate myself, and then I will look between Park Ridge or my garage in Kewaunee.
But as the bishop, you have the Cathedral Church. Where is that located?
The Cathedral Church of the Western Diocese is located between Chicago and Rosemont. The cathedral is on the corner of Des Plaines River Road and West Higgins. And on the other side of the West Higgins is already Rosemont. It's just nicely located, and it's nice place,
yeah.
For sure. Nice place. Is not huge church. Original church of the Polish National Catholic in Chicago was huge, constructed at the beginning of 1920, was with the two balconies and was really, really big church. At that time, it was the Polish village of in Chicago. And in 1993, that building was sold and the cathedral was moved to the West Higgins Road.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating. Now, how old is this church?
Practically over 100 years old.
Wow.
And the cathedral of All Saints Cathedral in Chicago practically is the oldest of the Polish National Catholic. This year is celebrating 125 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
125th anniversary. Because then some other, but in Chicago, the church started first, practically, with the first church, and then Scranton.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I had no idea.
Yes. You know, at that time, the immigration or migration of from Europe, not only from Poland, was just huge. For the economy reason, for the religion reason, and this way, practically, not only from Poland, but many other countries, people were moving from Europe at that time. Of course, the Poles were in large number because there was different reason why they were. Political reason and freedom and everything together.
Sure. Now, how are you liking this new assignment?
Well, you know, practically I'm doing this already 2 years because my bishop died in November, the beginning of November of 2018, and I'm helping prime bishop to administer the diocese. And since I was elected as the bishop October 25th last year, I am fully administrator of the diocese, and I have the time to accept it and to like the duties. And of course, many different things are totally new, because when you are in the parish, you have just the parish. And with the diocese, you have a bunch of the parishes on your shoulders and many different problems. That's the different story, but it's doable. That's yeah. I know that is doable.
Well, of course, today you're helping to introduce Father Kazimir.
Yes, I'm so happy to have him in Kyłani. And he moved, the parish is so happy, we prepared the rectory. The rectory is totally renovated, it's beautiful inside. And he moved with his belongings last Saturday, July the 4th. And Sunday I installed him as the new administrator. And that's the new beginning for him, for me, the end of the story in Cuba. Even though as the bishop, I still have my foot here, but he is responsible for it. And that's a different story.
Well, Father Kazimir, of course, that's how people will refer to you at the church, right?
Yes, yeah. And I'm also happy here, being here in church. And it was like Bishop Alec told, it will be very easy to remember the date when I move in. It was 4th of July. It will be very easy to remember and to say everyone. And all people can find me in the same place, same address, like previous Father Jerry, now Bishop-elect Jerry Rafalko. And I invite everyone is welcome to come, even to speak, if maybe not, you know, from the beginning also, you know, with the full members, but everyone is welcome, our church open. I just don't remember addresses and everything else because it's few days only, and it will take a few days, but everyone here knows where is Holy Trinity Parish is located, and near the parish church is the rectory where I could be easy, reachable for everyone who will need.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Shortly, you know, if like I mentioned before, if someone would like to know more, our doors are open. But shortly, I was born in Belarus, between Poland and Russia, small country. I spent half of my life in Belarus, and I moved to the to Poland, where I finished my studies, theological studies. Also, I received my ordination like a priest. I spent a few years working in Poland with young people, with children in parishes. After that, I moved to Scotland. And last few years, me and my family, we were living in Scotland. And after that, we received invitation from the central church, from Prime Bishop. After that, also Father Bishop-elect Jerry took responsibility for our moving from Europe to here, and now we are here.
That's excellent. So now you're the administrator of the Holy Trinity Parish, and when did you get started?
Last Sunday. That's just now, I can say just now.
It is still very new, yeah.
I'm still starting. In the process.
And it's very easy to understand that he doesn't remember the address. And you know, like practically in Kyłani, we do have our own residence. A few years ago, we just got the house. At that time, we didn't know what to do with it. That was just across the street. And now when we change the addresses everywhere, it was kind of fun because every place, no, that's the same. I said, well, except one digit. Instead of 716, it's 715. That's the difference. But the same street and the same city as well. And practically, the church as the rectory and the church building has two different mailing addresses. It's 712 and 716. But officially, the office is 716, and always we refer as to the office as 716 because the building doesn't have 712.
Yeah.
But whenever they bring like the telephone books, always they leave one telephone book at the step, on the steps of the church, the second they bring to the rectory.
Well, how's it going so far for you, Father Kazimir?
Everything is in good direction. I started with working with people. Here is a beautiful people, beautiful community. And when we will be unpacked, we will start working hard. And now, you know, yesterday we have also a meeting, and I will need few days just to see what's look like American style of life, because everything, not only in Kiwani, in United States, it's for me absolutely new experience, everything new. I will observe shortly, and after that we will work how it will be required with everything. I'm putting no borders about what we will do or how. I will be open for everything and what people will be looking for. The first of all, I am here to give the people Jesus Christ, and this is the main role, and I will be doing it in all possible ways, how it will be just possible to do this.
Not the easiest time to be moving around the world.
It's true. We experience it, me and my family, is very well, even flying after that, staying and starting also all the paperwork. Even, you know, to reach someone in the office now, it is just, you know, near to impossible. And when you are an immigrant, I will use this word for myself just now, and you need to have all the paperwork. It even just three times harder than it was before. But we will do step by step. Patience is a good thing, you know, in all these paperwork things and stuff.
Well, of course, coming up not too far from now, 2028, the 100th anniversary.
Yes. Yes.
Big responsibilities.
Yes. And, you know, just a couple years ago, we celebrated 90th, and for the first time we went and prepared beautiful float for the Hog Days Parade. We got even the award at that time for it. And somehow, I do believe we will manage to keep part of it, at least maybe the church building for 100th year's anniversary. We will change the digits instead of 90, one more digit, and I don't know how they will make it moving. Maybe we'll get the three TVs just spinning around or something. But for sure, it is exciting. I am excited for the Holy Trinity. And years ago, when I was new in the community, we celebrated the 70th anniversary, 75th, 80th, 85th. And I didn't think that I will be that long in the community or in the church at all just to approach 100th anniversary. But I'm so happy, and I'm so happy for the church and here for the Holy Trinity Parish and all together.
I can tell you, we still get calls from people asking about you and asking what you're up to. Your appearances on WKEI have meant a lot to people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was with the radio station practically years ago. There was a program from the Ministerial Association that every Sunday, like it was 8 o'clock or 10 before 8, there were 10 minutes reflections. And this is how it started, that I needed to come as well as some other pastors and pre-record the short homily, and it was. And then, of course, I started with the hospice and the marketing programs with the hospice and grief program, and then radio programs with the prime bishop, with the diocesan bishop. All together was kind of wonderful relationship with the radio.
It's good. I'll let you know, Pastor Reynolds is doing a fine job picking up the pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anything else you'd like to pass along today, Father Kazimir?
We Could you repeat? Sorry,
I was just anything else you wanted to let people know about the church and yourself.
Sorry, also no for questions also with my English because I used to hear Scottish English and it's absolutely different. And sometimes I need to hear twice once again to switch. What's about people I would like most of all to meet? Because you know every work and every relationship is starting from the meeting. And now I will be trying to find a ways is the first thing to meet people, to speak with them, because you know only after meeting you can recognize their life difficulties, problems, their expectations, everything they would like to have or find in church. And I once again would like to say if someone would like to sometimes to speak, has a troubles, or would like to receive some spiritual help or guidance or advices, just do not hesitate to come to find this. Now I remember it's 716 North Tremont Road, street, not road, street, yeah. And I am there near the church, it is, and do not hesitate just to push button on the doorbell and everything is started from the meeting, and I will be happy to meet everyone who just would like to come and who is looking for better spiritual life or to find Jesus Christ. And because of Jesus Christ, we are here, and I will try to show or to provide or to even try to answer for some important questions for people's religious life, most of all.
Well, Bishop Rafalko, anything you would like to say?
Well, you know, I have the chance to once again to express my special appreciation to the Kiwani community, and as far as the area that my voice has been going through so many years, and thank you very much for your great support to myself and my family and the church. And what I can ask right now from the position of the administrator of my diocese and the future bishop ordinary of my diocese, just asking the community, please support us as you've been doing this for so many years. And if you will be missing me, you can always come to Chicago, 9201 West Higgins Road. This is how you remember. Because you know, it's funny. The residence is 920 Northwest Highway. And the cathedral is 9201. It's kind of the same numbers almost. But if you will be missing me, you can always call me, and my cell phone is the same number. And every once in a while, I will be in Kiwani just to visit my summer home. My wife Leslie, because she is staying here. But thank you very, very much for all what you have done to myself, my family, and the Holy Trinity Parish. And please, just come and support Father Casimir and his family at the Holy Trinity Church. That's my special request to the community. He is the new, but he is willing to work very hard to satisfy everyone. And I hope it will be this way.
All right. Well, Bishop Rafalko, Father Casimir, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very, very much.